good morning, darling. Did you sleep well? Oh, you're just so adorable. I'm so happy you've been so cooperative. If you weren't, oh, I shudder to think about what I'd have to do with you. Are you hungry? Okay, I'll make some breakfast for us. As much as I appreciate the offer to help, I don't think you'll be able to... I mean, remember I literally picked you up with one of my spoons? Yeah, you won't be able to help, I'm afraid. Oh, don't feel bad. It's not your fault, sweetie. Really, you can just leave everything to me. After all, I said I'd take care of you. You're my responsibility now, and I take this very seriously. I can make pretty much anything for you, whatever you want. I'll make it for you. I'll try to make some appropriate portions for you, though. Let me see. Ah, pancakes. Sure, I can make those. Let's go down. Whoa. Darling, remember? You can't get off the bed without my help. If you jumped off from this height, well, it would probably hurt you. Yeah, it would hurt you really badly. Here, step into my hand, and I'll take you downstairs and set you on a table. See? That wasn't so difficult. You just have to trust me. Here we are, back on the table. There you go, darling. And I'll get the food ready. No worries. All right. Here you go. Pancakes are ready. Some nice hot pancakes. Just for you. What do you think? Do they look yummy? Darling, you looked surprised. Is something wrong? Oh, I think I get it. You've never seen such large pancakes before, have you? I mean, they're literally bigger than you. I guess you probably won't be able to eat the whole thing. I can try cutting them up into smaller pieces for you. I mean, I did say we should try to get you some portions that would suit you. I apologize for that. And it's no trouble for me. I can cut them up for you. I mean, you wouldn't be able to do it yourself anyway. I'm happy to help you, darling. There we go. Is that better? Yay! I'm so glad you like them. Oh, and don't worry about not being able to eat them all. I mean, they're literally much bigger than you. Even cut up into nice, smaller portions. I mean, it's still a lot. I really don't expect you to eat them all. Anyway, what do you want to do today? Well, we could always cuddle, or you know, you could sit wherever you want, or you can explore. I can hold you in my hand and we can go for a walk. Well, it's not like you're gonna crush me. I mean, I'm at least 20 feet taller than you. Probably more than that, to be honest. Just come over here. You can lie next to me. I promise you it's comfy. I mean, you fell asleep next to me yesterday as well, so I'm sure you'll enjoy it. There you go, silly. You're so cute when you're cuddling with me. There you go, blushing. Maybe we can, we should make this place more easily accessible for you. Maybe we can get some ladders for you, darling. I mean, I would be really concerned if you fell, but I know ladders would be useful for you. I suppose I'll look into getting some for you, but you have to understand, if you fall even once, I'll be taking them away and just going back to picking you up. It's a difficult decision. I don't want you to fall once from the ladder and hurt yourself, just relying on me to pick you up. Maybe it's for the best, you know? I know. I shouldn't punish you for an accident, like falling off a ladder. But your safety is my number one priority here. And there are lots of things that could hurt you here. We may have to take necessary precautions if something were to happen. No, you're right. You're being so much more willing than I could have ever imagined. I should really be rewarding you for your bravery and willingness to step into my world. And you've seen my home now, and you've been, well, you've been amazing. And truly, let's be honest, I bet the average human would have been way too scared out of their mind, and they would have never even considered being with a gigantess like myself. You think I'm super sweet? Oh my, I think I might be blushing now. You want me to play with your hair? That sounds fun. Of course I can do that. It's so soft. Does it feel good having your hair played with by a gigantess? It's funny. I can pretty much stroke all of your hair with just one finger. Wait a second. I'm not being too rough, am I? I mean, I'm pretty good at regulating my strength with you, but I'd feel pretty awful if I'm accidentally hurting you, darling. Oh, thank heavens. I can't bear the thought of you getting hurt. I'm glad it's not too painful. You being so small compared to me, it means you're really so delicate. I could probably break your entire body if I tried. I really need to be careful. Of course, I would never think of even doing anything so awful or cruel to you. You really don't have to worry about that. Though, I'll be honest, if someone tried to hurt you, well, I can't say I wouldn't do something to them. Oh yes, if someone tries to hurt you, I might even get murderous. No one, and I mean no one, will ever hurt you. And they certainly won't get away with trying to do so. I would crush them. I'll try, of course, not to get too violent, but my instincts are very protective of you. I mean, actually, I have a small cage for you that I was going to use if you were misbehaving. I mean, it's just to protect you. I hate to say it like this, but I haven't had to use it anyway because you're behaving so well. I'm being serious. I mean, it's just over there. Can you see it? Yeah. That would have been your home here if you struggled and tried to run away. Which would obviously be pointless since I can easily catch you if you try to escape. But luckily, I know you won't try to escape from me. Are you okay, darling? You look a bit shaken up. I think I know what it is. You're a bit creeped out by the cage, aren't you? I only have it if you misbehave, but I doubt that will be a problem. I know you've been so willing and you are really happy to be here. I won't use it. But I'm afraid I can't get rid of it. My instincts just won't allow for it. But I will move it where you can't see it, okay? I'm sorry if I frightened you here. Let me hold you. You don't need a cage when you fit perfectly in my giant hands. You're so cute. Aww. Don't you worry, darling. I understand that might have upset you a bit. I hate the idea of upsetting you. Look at me, sweetie. Do you feel safe in my arms? Or I guess, my hand. Good. It's okay. It's all okay, darling. I promise to treat you very well. Anyway, what else is on the agenda today? Well, not much. I have to go venture out and get some supplies. You can stay here if you'd like, but be careful, darling. I'd hate it if something bad happened to you. Okay. Yeah, you can stay here. Just remember to be careful, okay? Ah, of course. Where do you want to go? The bed? Okay, yeah, I'll just set you there. Here you go, sweetie. It must feel weird, basically getting a giant kiss from a gigantus. I'll see you in a bit, darling. Ah, finally home. I really missed my darling. Hey, honey. I'm home. Wait. Honey? Are you there? Oh, no, 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 no. Darling? What happened? How did you end up in my glass? You fell off the bed and landed in there? Oh, you poor thing. Let me get you out, okay? There you go. It's okay. I've got you now. I can imagine that must have been so scary for you. Being stuck in my glass with no one able to help you. Thank the heavens there wasn't any liquid in it. Or you might have drowned. Shh. It's okay. You're safe now. Are you hurt? No? Oh, thank goodness. Look, I'll start up a warm bath for you, and then you can relax with the floaty, just like last time, to get you cleaned up. Great. Are you ready? Good. Be careful, darling. I'm really worried about leaving them on their own. That could have gone much worse. I can only hope for both our sakes that they're willing to come with me when I leave. I know they hated the idea of a cage, but it would ensure their safety. I don't know what to do. I want them to be safe, but I want them to be happy, especially since they've been so well behaved and willing to be with me. We're going to have to talk about this after they finish their bath.